Hello and welcome to Michael and Jeremy's Weekly Podcast, episode 38, May 6, 2006. Today's topics are Oblivion rating change, Spore, more E3 predictions, and Windows on Mac, good or bad.
Okay.
So, after this, about the 40th try, Michael's attempted to read.
Yeah, I was having some kind of rush. I don't know, there's something wrong with me.
He's eating too much sugar.
Yeah.
Anyway. Guess who I am.
Okay, we have a special guest today, Marshall Scott, mentioned in an earlier episode. He is joining us today. Say hello, Marshall.
Hello. This is also the first episode recorded at my house.
Okay.
It's not as good as sweat.
Okay, first story. Or, first topic. Oblivion rating changed to M because of a mod.
Yes.
Besides that, hair-breasted
females.
Yes. And what's funny is it was not like the San Andreas mod, which we...
Pure sex. With
no, this is you know every woman that you see in the game.
So. No. It's not it's a real mod, not just unlocking.
I thought it was a cheat site because I have their Oblivion cheat sites under this.
It's unlockable. It's not like it's like hidden like in San Andreas.
So it was a piece of code left in.
Not a piece of code left in. It's just a mod. They made new textures with boobs.
Who made this?
He has a video?
What
is it? Wait, what does it say?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Don't.
Well, this is just...
Okay.
Yeah, so, Oblivion rating changed to M. It was a bad move by the ESRB. You know, we actually lost a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
We were going, like, 5 minutes ahead, and then we lost.
I'm sorry.
I pointed out that we were on mute.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We just realized... We're using this, like, external mic, and I accidentally pushed the mute button. And, I'm sure I'll edit this out later, whatever.
Okay,
anyway.
So, Oblivion rating M, bad move by the ESRB.
Everybody
they
hates
lost
ESRB.
All bits of credibility they once had.
Oh, wait, no, was this from Jack Thompson? I'm sorry.
No, Jack Thompson is
I
the
have,
artist.
Yeah, I have a bunch
it
of...
It is the
I
conservative family
out.
Groups, which
have,
we all hate.
I have just checked out a bunch of stuff on this thing. And, I checked out, a few things to say... Want to see boobs? Go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Do a Google search for boobs.
Ladies,
yeah.
I mean, not ladies, gentlemen, probably. Mostly gentlemen. You want to see boobs on the internet? There's plenty of places on the internet where you can see them. You don't have to go to your games. You know, the games like Oblivion?
Which is a good game.
You don't have to mod them so you can see boobs.
It's very pretty. But also, another thing was that became an issue with the M rating was that there was violence.
Not that
worse.
I think it's worse than...
There's worse in Halo 2, which is probably M. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's M.
Okay, so there's worse in Half-Life 2, which I love. And it's all teens here, by the way, so we're all playing these games. Who cares?
Yeah, no, I'm 13.
Not our parents.
They're 14.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so I think it has more violence equivalent to something like Neverwinter Nights.
Okay.
Or more an RPG game.
Wow, what about WoW? Is that a violent?
WoW, I think it got a teen rating.
Yeah, it's a teen. If it wasn't T, they'd really lose, I think, about 5% of their market, which is about, like, 100,000 people.
I mean, do you know how many, kids?
They probably lose about half their market.
Well, actually, you know what? All the little kids that play that, their parents don't even care, so it doesn't matter.
People think about it this way. The kid comes up to his parent and says, Mommy, I want to play this game. It has night elves and magic and coins and you can collect things, blah, blah, blah. Of course, they don't know the whole pedophile side of things, but,
I don't think there are any pedophiles.
Yeah, don't
think
there.
I've actually not encountered any horrible people. Of course, I only hang up with the good people.
Marshall?
I have to say a few things. They're not that hard to find.
Are they 50 years old and half woman, half man?
No, but the one guy has two accounts.
Okay.
So
anything else about Oblivion rating changed him?
It shouldn't have happened.
Jack Thompson is seeking the limelight over this.
Just because Jack...
We shouldn't talk about Jack Thompson. He doesn't deserve our time.
Crap,
we're going to completely shun Jack Thompson because he's horrible.
Watch one episode 3 and we're going to get shut down.
He wants... he wants Brothers in Arms to not be there.
But
and
that's
course,
not even
and
that.
Of course, Halo 2.
What's wrong with Halo 2?
Violence.
It's not that
apparently.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong with Jack Thompson.
So so do you think it's gonna be Halo 3?
All right, hold on.
We can go. Halo 3.
Stick with the Oblivion for now.
So yeah, Oblivion, good game. Buy it.
It's pretty.
And they're actually.
All right,
next.
Now on your computer, I know you.
Yeah, we know you.
We're listening on your iPod.
Damn nerds. iPod. I'm just kidding. I'm a nerd, too. Okay, well, next we're all nerds. Next topic.
They might have burned it on a CD.
Okay, Jeremy, next
topic. Or those who do through the cell.
Okay, next topic.
How they do that.
Jeremy, shut up.
Next topic, Spore. What should be the number one game of the year when it comes up?
Yeah, so Spore.
That's the one where
that's the one.
I know, that looks so much fun.
Yeah, and that's, I think, every game we're all going to buy.
This was the Halo killer at that one either.
It is not a Halo killer.
It's not even a first-person shooter.
I know, but it's supposed to be like this coolest thing
ever. It is going to be the coolest game of all time.
Correct me. Is this the one where you create your
own
from the gene pool and you go out as one single...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it starts creating and make a huge...
And then I saw this feature where you can stick it online and then people can interact with your species over the internet.
Yeah.
Not officially over the internet, but they download a copy.
Probably the only innovative games in a long time.
I think it's going to be really cool.
Yes, I think it's going to be nice.
Three-footed people.
Yeah, it's pretty... There's a video on it I saw.
Oh, sure.
It's on Dig somewhere.
Dig?
Yeah, just do a search for Spore.
Okay. Anyway.
So, yeah, Spore. Great. I think we're all going to buy it. If it doesn't come to Matt, I might kill someone.
I'm
going to
get a demo.
Well, if it doesn't come to Mac, that's probably the only reason.
That is going to be the game.
That is going to be the reason he is going to put Boot Camp on his
screen. Which means...
Okay,
anyway.
Yeah, so Spore,
Marshy, you found anything?
Yeah, I found Spore.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of... You can kind of...
I'm checking it out right now.
It's a little more RTS-like than when I watched the video. You can kind of shoot stuff. I don't know. I wouldn't have sound on, so I couldn't really talk.
I'm not doing sound right now. If you want me to, I can put...
No, I don't.
No.
Okay, it has a construction feature where you can actually put the body parts. And then you can color them.
Yeah, and
then... Oh, you can color him? Can I make him purple?
Yeah. He's purple.
He's purple? Oh, wow. Purple. Can I make him hot pink?
Yeah.
Probably could.
You probably have that whole disc thing of colors where you can mess
around. Yeah. It looks like there's like a planet.
So, wait, is it a randomly generated planet?
It's not a random... I think you kind of build it.
Oh, really?
Speaking of building things, you know what I'm waiting for? The GTA where you can design your own city. And then make it interactive, so let's say you blow up a building. It's going to stay blown up. Or, like, workers were built back up.
The building will be constructed.
Yeah.
So it looks like...
Ooh, this guy's got internet, and it has interactive space.
Okay. Fan of the Spore video.
Anyway, I'm gonna keep watching this.
Yeah, so Spore looks like a great game.
I can't wait for it.
Looks beautiful, actually.
Does anyone know when it's coming out?
Wasn't it planned to come out in late 06?
It's probably coming out holiday season, maybe next year, holiday season.
I've seen this thing, I guess they have like sonic resonating abilities as a weapon or something.
Something.
You know what I want to know? What engine is it using?
It's gonna use its own custom everything.
Because it doesn't look like...
It's one of the few, it's gonna use custom everything.
It's kind of like a Sims game, only strange.
It's like Sims, but more crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have.
Hey.
You have Sims?
I have
Sims 2.
Sims 2, no.
I have Sims 2.
Sims 2's not UB yet, so...
Yeah.
I have the first Sims. The original Sims. It doesn't look pretty. That's pretty funny.
Apparently, you're not the only species on your planet.
Yeah. I think that's like a... You have to fight them or something, so... Anyway.
Yeah, Marshall, that's a really long video. So, anyway.
So, Spore, great game. It'll make me put Windows on my Mac.
Okay.
If it does not come.
It will come to Mac, I'm pretty confident. Because all other The Will Wright games have come. This will come too.
The control thing I'm looking at right now.
It's kind of interesting.
It looks kind of strange. You're actually controlling from a third person viewpoint behind the whatever you're controlling.
Yeah.
And you're using your mouse.
Yeah,
so it's a little
people,
action stuff.
But you can go over. Okay.
Yeah, people, if you want to watch the video, we'll put in a link at the end. In our show notes.
Or if not, just do a search, go to Dig, do a search for a Spore, you can find it.
Okay, next topic.
D-I-G-G.
Yeah, most people know that. Okay. Anyway, more E3 predictions.
Yeah, so E3, I think they're going to show Last of Us 4.
I hope.
So we're probably going to see, what else are we going to see in the Spore? We're going to see Halo 3.
Possibly.
I don't think it's going to be Halo.
More E3, I mean more PS3 stuff.
Well, more PS3 stuff, more
When was the planned PS3 release?
It was...
It was supposed to come out with the Xbox 360, I think, originally.
Yeah.
And now what was the planned release after that?
Last time, spring
2006.
But, like April, and now it's May.
But that's, of course, been pushed back again to mid-2007.
Yeah, well, no, I think it's going to come out. It has to come out holiday season. And the reason is because if it comes out past holiday season, they are.
There's a lot of money.
Yes. Now, there's two possibilities. Either the 360 is going to be the Dreamcast, or the 360 is going to be the PS2.
Or it's going to be the Phantom.
It's not the Phantom. I already got the Phantom, by the way. Yeah, I thought I wanted to get one.
The Phantom is dead.
Phantom's dead.
Yeah, that was discussed. That was discussed earlier in another episode. Anyway.
So the question is the 360 a Dreamcast or is it a PS2?
You mean the PS3, not the 360?
No, is the 360 a Dreamcast or a PS2? Because Dreamcast came out too early.
Dreamcast sold.
It sold really. It sold a lot, and then it just
sold
died.
The Dreamcast it sold okay, but not the way the PS2. Cause how many people do you know have Dreamcasts?
A
lot.
Yeah.
I've seen.
How many people do have PS2s?
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
I have
PS2.
We all have PS2s.
I have GameCube.
Two.
How many people do you have GameCubes?
Two.
You
have GameCube.
I have GameCube. You have GameCube. Okay. How many people do you have? Well, he has all.
PS2,
the
GameCube,
and how many people have Xboxes?
Me.
Yeah, so we can clearly say that we're in the console world with PS2.
Yeah, clear.
By because two people have GameCube, two people have PS, well, two people have GameCube, two people have Xboxes, and two people, and everyone has it.
And there's three reasons for it. There's GTA, there's Jack and Daxter, and there's Ratchet and Clank.
Maybe not Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, anyway, to give you a description of Dreamcast selling rate, it was like a sugar rush.
It was.
Fast,
and then died.
It's because, in Japan, the PS2 had a DVD player.
Yeah, it was the cheapest DVD player on the market, which is going to be same as PS3. Cheapest Blu-ray on the market. And
people are then going to buy two just to break it apart and put it on their computer.
There would be no drivers.
They're going to make them.
Well, yeah.
That's what people said about Boot Camp. You know how long by the XP on the Mac. They never actually ended up doing it. People just did boot camp and stuff.
They did end up doing it.
Only for the Mini, though.
No, for all of them.
Really?
No video card drivers was a problem.
I know, that was a problem.
That's why I know it
didn't. Boot camp came out.
Yeah, then boot camp came out. And
yeah, why put stress on yourself and nobody's even going to use your drivers?
Didn't boot camp use those drivers?
That's for later. Anyway.
So the question is, the PS3 has some stuff going for it. Blu-ray. It's going to be a little bit faster. Which might help it win.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the cell processor?
Cell processor, it's not going to be very... I don't really care. It's going to be about as fast as...
I wouldn't mind taking two of those and sticking them inside of a Mac.
Is it PowerPC?
Yeah. But I don't think the cell processor is going to be that good. It's going to be about as fast as the Xbox 360's Tri-Core G5.
How big is the cell processor?
How big physically?
Just like a processor.
It's
size.
A processor. It's not big. It's right. A chip.
Any of you see these coming to small cell phones and such?
No.
Oh God! Why would you need a tri?
You know how much power that thing uses?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
They need the lithium ion extreme edition batteries.
You don't have the hand crank on the $100 computer.
Yeah.
You need like
a huge hand crank, like than a fridge cell phone.
That's just power one of the 8 cores.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, okay, so
Maybe for desktop systems.
Until they can minimize it. Yeah, definitely desktop systems.
So
and
PS3,
coming to desktop.
So PS3, it might win. It has a chance.
You know what they say about desktop systems? Eventually they're going to have clockless processors.
Clockless.
Yeah, well, they don't have a set clock speed.
Yeah,
which
I mean, like...
They already do, kind of, because you can down-clock them, if...
You can...
Yeah, like if you're.
It does it automatically for you, like.
Like if you're.
What are you using?
Listening to music.
Yeah, if you're using Half-Life 2, it's completely.
Well, it's still like 100, but then
If you're browsing and listening to music at the same time, it's probably going to go down to 30.
Yeah.
So PS3, it might win, probably won't.
You know what I want to know? Are they going to show. I mean, they're not obviously going to show it, but are they going to make the Wii WII playable?
Yes, I hope so.
I sure do.
The Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, they changed it from Revolution to Wii.
Yeah, I know, but Revolution was its idea.
The Revolution was the concept
the
name.
Wii is
I'm pretty sure that it's going to be playable, because if it's not playable...
Hold on, I have to go take a look.
Yeah, Yeah.
Really?
You seriously?
No, just,
okay, good. Because
I cannot
avoid the Wii jokes.
Man.
Yes, the Wii jokes. Nintendo Wii will be playable.
It's like,
Wildlife
and,
Institute,
you know,
of India.
It's gonna be a small. It's gonna be a small console. So now people are gonna be calling it the Wii Wii.
Oh yeah, because it's only gonna be the size of 3 DVD cases.
Yeah, so it's gonna be the Wii Wii. Oh, mommy, I'm gonna go play with my Wii Wii. And then
and
the mom.
That out, right?
No.
I'm gonna play my Wii Wii. What?
Yes. Yeah, so the Wii. I hope they changed the name. They did change the name for the DS. They
yes.
should have kept it.
The DS, it was
that was the code name.
Dual screen. Yeah.
Yes.
They're gonna keep it. They kept it with DS.
Yeah.
And I thought they're keeping
yeah,
it.
Did you guys see the new design style for DS?
The DS Lite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna show. They're gonna announce.
Is DS Lite any smaller?
Yeah, it's a little smaller. It looks pretty.
Anyway.
Yeah, so, I think we will... The DS Lite. Is anyone going to buy a DS Lite?
I would, maybe. How much is it going to be cheaper?
See, this
$129.
This is how it can be a triplet consoler. I wait a year after they all come out.
Yeah.
And they just buy them all at once?
Because it costs about the same price to buy all.
Well, over weeks.
Well, no, listen. This is what I do. I get one that I really, really want. So, in this case, I think I would get a PS3 version.
Okay.
Then,
the only one that
then,
would get one.
Yeah, then over time, I wait and I see which one's cheapest.
Yeah,
probably
point,
the
so
Wii.
I wait about 6 months, and then I see which one's cheapest. And it's the Xbox 360 versus the Wii. Which one's cheaper? I'm gonna get that one.
Yeah, and then
the Wii will come around and
slap you.
Then
about 6 months later, I wait and see if I can get that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I just buy. I'll get a Revolution / Wii, and then that'll be it.
Okay.
Though we might get a PS3 just for being a Blu-ray player, which will help sell. PS3s.
Shouldn't you just get a HD DVD player? Those are going to be half the price.
But it's not a Blu-ray player.
Who cares?
But it can't play half the movies, like the Disney and Sony movies.
Oh, yeah, they got signed to Sony.
Yeah. So you got to get either a combo unit.
You got signed to Sony?
Blu-ray. The
Disney
Sony got
and Sony is a Blu-ray. Everyone else is on HD DVD. Microsoft and Intel are on HD DVD. Everyone else is on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Like Apple, HP, Dell.
So there's
Dell.
Oh my god.
There's HD DVDs and there's Blu-ray DVDs.
Yes.
Apple got signed to Dell?
Okay,
Apple got signed to Blu-ray?
Yeah, of course.
Crap.
Quick question, which one's better?
Which one's better?
And
HD DVD is out. Number one.
That's...
HD DVD is easier to produce.
No, HD DVD is coming out June.
It is out. You can buy an HD DVD player and an HD DVDs.
Oh.
But you gotta find them.
Yeah.
They're hard to
they
find.
Are out.
They're out, but they're
hard to find. You can narrow them. They're like two movies. Serenity and something. So the problem with HDD, it's a little bit smaller than Blu-ray.
Smaller as in quantity,
as in
capacity size?
Yeah, it's smaller. It only holds like 15 gigs instead of 25 per layer. I think it's 15 gigs a layer instead of 25 gigs per layer.
Alright.
But they can layer them, which they don't have set for Blu-ray. The problem with Blu-ray is the discs are easy to scratch.
Yeah, and also they use a different way of pressing the discs in
they're
the factory.
More expensive. But they can hold a lot more data. And
yeah, well, here's the thing. So is the new Flex Fuel stuff, you know, the corn.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. But after a while, in 3 years, that's all going to be good.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's the same thing.
But
you know, it's commerce. It's
you mean
business.
E85?
E85 ethanol. That's
is
all.
Is that where it's 85% ethanol?
Corn. No, it's 85% corn.
85% ethanol.
And then 20-50% gas.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
See, it's like that stuff.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
In a few years, it's going to be the cheapest stuff around.
I want a hydrogen car.
I do, too.
Okay,
you take a solar panel, and then that makes the hydrogen, and then you plug it in.
No, you see, if you were going to have a hydrogen car...
All right, people, stop talking about...
hydrogen bomb. So you're driving around
and explodes. Dude, could you imagine, like, you're driving your hydrogen car, and then somebody shoots you?
And he goes, kaboom!
Boom!
Yeah, not good for drive-bys.
Yeah, that would
so
be very
bad. So playing GTA, if you shoot him anywhere, it's going to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Kaboom.
Instead of just if you shoot him, yes.
Okay.
So anyway.
Windows X, Windows on a Mac.
So more E3,
bad?
More E3 predictions.
Alright, fine, E3 predictions.
So we will be playable, hopefully won't suck. 360, more 360 games that are good. PS3 controller.
Oh yeah, huh.
The controller.
They got rid of the boomerang.
Yeah, they changed it to the...
To the original, you know.
I think what
they aren't they keeping the DualShock?
I think they're gonna basically keep the DualShock, but swap the
left analog
with the control pad.
Oh, the D-pad,
yeah.
That's what they're doing.
So it's more like the Xbox 360 yeah, controller. That's what they're probably going to do.
I like it like that. It's good for...
it'll become the best controller of all time.
Yeah. The DualShock was famed for its great, grip.
It's good for... The DualShock was good for...
platform games.
But I think everyone liked the Xbox controller because it was more for...
For FPS.
Yeah. So now that DualShock has encompassed the platforming and the... It will now become the greatest controller of all time.
Yes.
It's a little too thin for me.
I'm excluding the Revolution Wii controller because...
Yeah, that's not...
That's something you can control your TV with.
Yes.
Except for it has a little button on the back bottom.
Oh wait, do they have any special stuff you can get to control your TV with?
No. They probably will.
They probably will. I mean,
The Wii Revolution Center.
I have another question. Third party controllers for the Revolution.
Probably just different.
Yeah, they'll hack it.
I mean, they have third party controllers for everything. My computer looks like it's about to crash.
His computer does look like it's about to crash.
Chugging.
Here, hold on. I'm gonna quit Safari. Hold on.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Yeah. So.
I could say something really inappropriate about the Revolution third-party controller if I want.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, it looks like something that a girl uses to pleasure herself.
Jeremy, what the hell?
So I'm not telling you what it is.
Okay, for the next RSS feed, I'm gonna have to put the little.
I didn't say anything. I just said it looks like, a little thing so he can hit people.
Mace?
So if the boy's being bad, you hit him in the head.
Let's go with Mace. Okay, next topic. Windows on a Mac via boot camp, good or bad?
I think it is going to be bad.
It blows my
mind. Actually, it's good.
I did it.
It's amazing.
I'm not doing it.
I have this weird feeling at night.
Ew.
Marshall
has a weird feeling at night.
I'm not going to put XP on my computer because it costs $89.
I put XP on my computer. On my iMac.
Well, I'm not doing it because it costs $89.
I did it for Half-Life 2, Call of Duty 2 early.
I'm going to do it for Spore.
Spore?
That is it. Spore, maybe Oblivion.
Maybe.
And Enemy Territory. And a few other games, Freeware games.
Enemy Territory Quake Wars?
I think that's coming back, so.
But it's not going to come to Mac for a while.
I'm pretty... Well, it's Doom 3, it's
income. You guys don't do any blatant advertising on your video?
No.
We probably will.
We just did a lot of it right now.
No, we didn't. We're talking about games.
Okay, you know what?
Xbox 360, boot camp on the Mac.
That's not...
People, we're going to edit this out anyway. Stop.
No, okay, just keep going.
Okay.
So, boot camp, so. Boot camp, a few good games, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Until there is a really must-have Oblivion, or until Spore comes out, I'm not doing it.
Okay, well, the other thing about it is games just generally run better in Windows about 10 frames a second or so.
That's because of the crappy OpenGL versus pretty good DirectX.
Yeah, plus there's all these things for Windows that you cannot get for Mac. Half-Life 2.
It's pretty...
Yeah, that's Havoc.
It's pretty amazing, though, because...
Havoc. Okay, so it's Havoc.
You won't get
auto assault for
I don't want to get auto assault.
Cool. Okay, wait, people.
That's the MMO.
Let me just put this on the table. The boot camp still very much in beta. I mean, they don't even have full DirectX 9 support. On most of my games, I'm forcing DirectX 7.
Yeah,
that's
not
they don't.
No,
yeah,
they don't.
Because how many people even know what DirectX 9 are?
Gamers. Techies.
Let's ask the pattern people and see if they know what DirectX
9 is. Okay. You know what, people? If you know what DirectX 9 is, send us
an email. Well, people that listen to this are going to know what DirectX 9 is, but normal people don't.
Ask your friends and tell them if they know to send us an email at jmpodcast@gmail.com.
There's a little clicky email me button on the
On the link side on the blogger page, there's a little email about me. Just click that.
It's actually on the right side.
I said right side.
Oh, I thought you said left.
Whatever, right side.
It's on the right side. So,
Marshall, what do you think?
What exactly?
The whole fact that,
I think it's scary.
If you had an iMac or a MacBook Pro, would you do it?
If I had a MacBook Pro or an iMac, I would definitely. I wouldn't get the MacBook Pro. I already have this thing.
Okay, well, let's just say you had an iMac.
If I had an iMac, I would definitely do it.
Okay. Would you buy a Mac, or would you be more likely to buy a Mac after this? Because of this?
Yes.
Okay, now.
I am the Intel.
You don't like AMD?
Well, AMD. Well, I mean, Windows and all that.
Well, I want AMD to have a good laptop chip, which they do not have a good laptop chip.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of getting an AMD chip for this.
They have a good...
No, AMD doesn't have good laptop chips, man.
They have a laptop chip, but the only problem with it is that it's high power consumption.
Yeah.
That's a laptop.
Well, I usually keep this thing plugged in all the time, so it doesn't matter for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't get an AMD laptop chip. The AMD has X2... That's good. I like an X2 in the...
FX, the FX one is really good.
Yeah, I'd take an X2 system.
How many people do you think now who used to have an IBM PC are now buying an iMac and then opening it up and expecting to be able to,
upgrade
put in AMD chips and
you could
put
probably,
a new video card.
You can't actually do it. There was a guy.
You can upgrade to a faster processor. It just has to use the right socket.
There was actually a guy, he upgraded his Mac Mini. Actually, the only stock BTO options for the Mac Mini are either 1.42 or 1.6 gigahertz. The guy upgraded to a 2.16 gigahertz Intel Core Duo.
That's not bad.
Yeah, which is the upgradable version in the MacBook Pros.
Now that we're on here, I'm going to the Apple website just to check stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so. No, it's not supported by Apple. The guy voided his warranty.
I know. Well, I'm just going to the Apple website to see what because you said something before about, boot camp being some standard thing on one of their versions.
It's
going
to be...
10.5 is going to be standard, and they might even have in window stuff.
I hope not. I'd like just standard. I just...
Well, let's say you want to play at 98% speed.
So what does it do to the other OS, then?
It's going to basically... You know how you change users?
Yeah.
How it does the cool curvy thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's something like that.
The cool curvy thing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know, but it would still have the other OS running in the background.
Yeah, but it's only going to be 5% of your CPU. It's going to go on the second CPU anyway.
Apple.
And it's going to use about 20 megs of RAM, right?
Apple's being stupid about their site, and every time you get on there.
Yeah, I know. Every single time you get on Apple.com, they show you that stupid
and if you
Apple
really
commercial.
Slow, like, anything
actually,
below 1 year is G4. You're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, you can't click anything.
Like,
you have
you're on, like, a cube or something.
I'm running perfectly. It's fine.
Well, you're not on a
old
Mac.
I have a connection.
Yeah.
But it's not a Mac.
Yes.
It's not a Mac. You need a Mac. My dad's probably getting a MacBook Pro.
I'm getting a Mac. Hopefully.
Yeah, so... Yeah, my brother might get another Mac. Hopefully.
Yeah, I want one. Although, if I'm going to get an iMac, I'm not going to get all the other gaming consoles that I want as well.
Yeah,
probably.
Maybe I'll postpone the Wii to get the iMac.
Yeah, the Wii, what's $200? The iMac is, what, $1,600?
Yeah.
$2,000 if you get one like Michael.
I got...
If you have an education discount, you could probably get one for about $1,600.
I got mine for $2,000 plus tax and shipping.
I didn't think it was any... No, it might be taxes.
Did they discontinue the Mighty Mouse?
No. I have a Mighty Mouse.
They just hit it because it's such a crappy piece of crap.
I had a Mighty Mouse with the iMac.
My sister uses her Mighty Mouse with her iBook.
Who does?
Which I took the LCD off yesterday, by the way. I took the LCD off, so now it's just a Mac Mini.
You should mount that on your
The LCD's
wall.
Broken.
Yeah, I know you should mount it on your wall.
I wouldn't mount it on the wall, because then you have the hard drive spinning vertically.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that actually causes a
problem. Well, the hard drive spinning vertically in the iMac.
Yeah, I know. But
not like that. I mean, just the screen.
I guess so.
That's what I would do. If I were to get something, I'd have...
I wouldn't mount it up there.
I would actually... This is really off topic, but I would put an LCD screen into my wall.
Mm-hmm.
And have a hard drive stuck into the wall and have a bunch of pictures that randomly circulates.
Okay.
That's something you do with old laptops,
Yeah.
Like if the iBook had a working screen, that's what I'd do with it.
But I'd really move stuff around so it would all fit in there. And it looks like a picture.
Yeah, so old laptops do cool things with old laptops.
Yeah.
iBook with a 466 iBook. FireWire. It was the first, consumer computer to have FireWire.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's off topic. Let's go back on the
boot camp. FireWire kicks ass.
I love FireWire. Anyway, boot camp.
So boot camp, good. Yeah, it's good.
Good for me.
Good for everyone. Everyone except for Dell.
Good for the children. Eat your vegetables. Anyway.
Don't eat your vegetables.
All right.
give you cancer.
I now hate Max. They're showing the two guys in the, you know, the two guys in the ads, the one guy that's dressed in the suit, the tie, and all that.
Yeah.
And then they got the guy in the jacket and stuff.
Uh huh.
It's blatantly saying the guy in the guy with the suit. He's supposed to be the PC, right?
No, he's supposed to be Bill Gates.
Yeah, and the other guy's supposed to be Jobs.
Doesn't he look like Bill Gates too?
No, not really.
I don't care about Bill Gates.
Okay, yeah, nobody
he's
does.
He's no Ballmer.
Oh my God, Ballmer! That guy has a lot of sweat glands. That's all I gotta say.
Twice as many as a normal human.
Windows. Okay.
So anything else you want to say before we end this?
Anything?
Boot camp is cool.
Boot camp is cool.
Oblivion should be rated T.
Okay.
It's for kids, a kick-ass.
I think we should end this now. Thanks for joining us on Michael and Jeremy's weekly podcast. Now with Marshall. Okay, I'm not going to say your email. Anyway, so you can check out all our stuff at jandmpodcast.blogspot.com. Yeah, you can also find all the links, the email me button, the RSS feed, our websites. If you want to send us a weird email, you can send it to jmpodcast@gmail.com. That's jmpodcast@gmail.com. And
we'll see you next week.